New customers, download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code FIELDGOAL, bet $5 on Super Bowl 57, and get $200 in bonus bets instantly. 21 and over in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Void in Ontario. Eligibility and deposit restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details and state-specific responsible gambling resources. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. Bonus issued as bonus bets. Eligibility and terms at sportsbook.draftkings.com/football terms.
So your choice to win Super Bowl 57, Ja'Marr Chase, is...
This is the Rich Eisen Show.
Billy, I just lost this to Chiefs, and what? I don't like them.
Live from the Super Bowl experience in downtown Phoenix, Arizona.
You're bitter, is what you're saying.
I'm pissed. I'm a little salty. I'm going to go with Philly.
Okay.
Just because they got a better roster.
Coming up, 49ers tight end George Kittle. Bills wide receiver Stephon Diggs, NFL Network analyst Steve Smith Sr., plus all the latest from Super Bowl 57. And now, it's Rich Eisen.
Yes, it is. It is our third and final day of Super Bowl 57 coverage right here live on the Roku channel, this Rich Eisen Show, terrestrial radio affiliate network, also Sirius XM and Odyssey. It's our final day inside the Super Bowl experience in the downtown Phoenix Convention Center. Thrilled that you are here with us. We have a full house, to say the least, for our final day in the Super Bowl state of Arizona. George Kittle is making his way right here. He will join us in the middle of this segment. We've got Stephon Diggs right after him, Steve Smith Sr. after him. Hour number two, Kirk Cousins and Sean Payton will be here. We're going to give our game predictions. Aiden Hutchinson, Bert Kreischer in hour number three. You guys saw him live last night here in Phoenix, correct?
We did. We are barely alive.
Okay.
Today.
You were almost a man down today.
Shirts on for that, though. Keep your shirts on for that. Rob Riggle will also be here, diehard Kansas City Chief fan. DJ Mikey D is in D's Nuts. Good to see you over there,
Rich,
Mike Del Tufo. We have got a fun show in store. Lots of laughs coming up as we have a countdown now to kick off. An actual countdown to kickoff for Super Bowl 57.
Yes.
2 days from now, it's going to actually happen. Unfortunately, I'm a little bit late for the pregame show for NFL Network that started 5 minutes ago. It's an 8.5 hour show, my God. I'm hydrated. I'm trying to stay hydrated. NFL Honors was a blast last night.
Great
Patrick
job,
Mahomes is the NFL. Oh, thank you. The MVP of the National Football League. It was a fun night with Kelly Clarkson as the host and somebody who lit up the stage last night, kicking off our show, walking onto the set right now on live Roku channel air, as well as this radio show. Good to see you, George Kittle. How are you, brother?
Hi, Rich Eisen. How are you doing?
I am great. Please take a seat right behind you.
I can sit right here.
Right behind you. There you go.
Wow, you guys look handsome today.
There you go. Let me just describe for the radio audience. It's an Old Spice sweatshirt. You're putting the product on the corner of my desk.
Oh, did I?
Yes.
That was there.
That was the thud. That was the thud.
No, I know what you're talking about.
You also have a Rugrats.
Reptar.
What did you got?
It's Reptar.
A Reptar, Rugrats sweats. And then you're repping the boys.
Well, I am one of the boys, aren't you? Go on the show.
I'd like to think.
Rich, go on the show.
I want to.
Go on the show.
Let me just get this straight.
You guys wait 1 second. What? Rich, go on the show. I'll co-host with it.
I want to go on the show. I have told Taylor Lewan from the beginning I am not going on the bus unless there is a motor in the bus. And he still doesn't have one. I need to stick to my guns, but I'm still happy to go on as a Zoom or something because I can't get to Nashville.
Why not? So, come to Titan U and then do your interview then.
Are you officially inviting me to do that?
I invited you last year.
I don't recall that.
Yeah.
I mean, you invited me to have a hand in the curriculum for the university, you know?
That's inviting you to Titan U.
Okay, very good.
Yeah, come on through. We'll get on the bus with the boys. I'll co-host. We'll just kick Taylor out. It's okay.
That's okay. Compton could stay.
Compton's pretty funny.
We'll take him on a walk.
Well, too many Mission guys on one bus. There's not enough windows to breeze that one out.
I love that picture I saw of
a lot of
you in a Michigan shirt. Was that this year?
That was this year. My good friend Tracy, we bet on it every year.
Yeah?
I have not won that one yet. Actually, I won my rookie year, I think.
Okay.
I mean,
good
on,
to
man.
See you.
Great seeing you, Rich.
So, great singing job last night,
I
thought.
Thank you so much. I appreciate that.
You're the unmasked singer of NFL Honors.
Thank you. That was stressful.
When did they reach out to you say, we want you to sing?
Like Wednesday or Thursday last week.
Okay.
And I was like, oh my gosh, I'm in Vegas. Totally not going to practice very much here in Vegas because I'm going to be doing other things. But I practiced about five times, and I realized, I was like, I don't know how much better this is going to get, so let's just wing it and have a good time out there.
And?
I had a great time.
What was the general sense, your reviews? What did you?
My wife said I did great, so that's all that matters, really, let's be honest.
That's all that matters.
I did it, got it over with. I had a great time. That was more stressful to me than like a two-minute drill to win a football game.
I like it.
My heart rate was through the roof. I had to do deep breathing for like 5 minutes.
Any Kelly Clarkson tips? Did you get anything from her at all?
When I got to rehearsal, get this.
Okay.
I go up to the guy who's like, he's doing the keyboard and like the band. He's telling them what to do. And he goes, what pitch do you sing in? I said, that's not the question you should be asking me, man. Is, have you ever sang before? Maybe a better question. Is this song the right choice for you? A Kelly Clarkson song? Maybe not, but hey, we're going to wing it anyways. So he's asking me questions. I'm like, I don't know what you're talking about here, man. Like, my pitch. He goes, I think you're a B. I was like, for sure. Whatever you say, I'll trust you, guy. I'll trust you.
You hit that B gap?
Yeah.
Since you hit the B gap
last night? No. You see a C gap tray power run a gap scheme? I'm in.
There That's you right. go. Fantastic. What do you think of this Super Bowl, George? Who do you have in Super Bowl 57? I'm just jumping right in. What do you got for me?
Break it down,
George.
You want me to break it down? You want me to give my? I'm going to go with the Chris McCaffrey answer. I hope they both lose. It's a great answer.
Yeah, but you know that's not going to happen.
Do I? I didn't think Jimmy Garoppolo was going to be a Niner last year, and
look at that.
What the heck happened?
I know.
And they say, I don't know what's going to happen.
And how about Kyle saying he doesn't envision in a scenario in which he's back? And I heard that. I'm like, haven't we heard this before?
I don't know. I have no idea what's going on. I just work there, man. It is what it is. This game, though, I think it literally comes down to one thing.
Yes.
Do you take Travis Kelce away? I think that's the whole game plan. You watch everything the entire season. He's the reason that they win. I mean, Patrick Mahomes is Patrick Mahomes. He's fantastic. MVP should be. But the reason, like a big reason he is the MVP is because of Travis Kelce and what he can do, how he extends the drives. Every third down, he converts it, catches everything. So if the Eagles could take Travis away,
yes,
I think the Eagles have a great shot of winning. If they don't take him away, I think the Chiefs will win by a couple scores.
How does he get so wide open all the time, George?
I think it's a combination of Travis is a fantastic route runner. He beats man coverage all the time. You see it on tape. But his, like, how he reads zones and then how Patrick extends those plays just a little bit,
yes,
makes one guy move just 1 yard more, and then he has that great arm that, I mean, you saw him throw, like, a sidearm stance, and he has every throw in the book, which is so fun, and he makes throws up, too, which is really fun to see. But, like, that extra 2 to 3 seconds that he extends those plays for, so now plays are 7, 8 seconds instead of 4 to 5 seconds.
Yes.
It's hard to cover someone for 8 seconds. So when he has that extra timing, and then Travis just gives one little extra wiggle, he's wide open. That's where you see all that stuff. Is they're just so in sync together, 6 years together, playing every game together. That's how you get good at football.
And of course, you are also the king, George Kittle, of not being out of a play ever, even if you're not schemed to be in the play. That juggling
Sneaky.
Grab that you grabbed against Dallas, you weren't even an option, right?
No, I was a part of the double down flats when two guys on the edge are both blocking down, selling outside zone away.
Mm-hmm.
Purdy's going to bootleg out. Juice, who is outside of me, is actually the hot guy. So if someone blitzes off the edge, he's going to dump it to Juice or knock it at his feet. But Juice came out of it. He was covered. Ayuk's running across the field. He's covered. I'm pretty sure Debo's on a high cross thing. He was covered. And I was just kind of sitting. I was like, hey, no one's on me, man. Why not throw it here? Throw it this direction.
Right.
And Brock tried to make me work a little harder than I needed to work for it.
Yes.
I made it dramatic, and we're just trying to get the ratings up.
There it is, man. Look at that.
It would have been really cool if I just would have stuck that, because then I might have been able to run and score. But, hey, the juggling was fun, too.
That's right. If you had just, like, one hand grabbed it.
If but I just would have been better.
But this is incredible.
It is a cool photo.
That is a great picture right there. Like, oh, you're looking at the tight end, huh?
The moneymaker.
The moneymaker.
The moneymaker.
George Kittle, the moneymaker here on the Rich Eisen Show. So we had Trey Lance here the other day, and he's
great,
like,
kid, isn't he?
We loved him.
He's fantastic.
All of us.
You can't not like him.
Yeah, he's very like him.
Super humble, smart.
Yep.
He knows that, like, he's good on shows. He's aware. He's not stiff by any means.
No.
He knows what he's doing.
And he was saying that he doesn't want anything handed to him. He wants to be in a quarterback
competition. I love that. That's how it should be. I mean, Rich, I said it yesterday. It's Brock Purdy, in my opinion, hasn't lost a game yet. He got hurt, like, what, 5 plays in?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not going to say if he would have stayed in the entire game that I'm going to guarantee a victory.
Yes.
I'm confident in my team that we would have won the game.
Yes.
It's not how it happened. It is what it is. And I'll live with that. It is whatever it is.
Yeah.
But
nice.
Yeah, thank you.
You're welcome.
But I think it's hard just to say, hey, Brock, thank you for the 8 games, your 1,300 yards, your 3 interceptions, and winning 12, like, 8 straight games.
Yes.
You're like, I don't know if it's a – I think it's definitely like a 1A, 1B thing. I think you have to do the competition because they're still both young quarterbacks. And I think that – I still think – well, Trey's going to get all the OTAs reps, right? He's going to get all these spring reps because Brock won't get them. Right. And when you get to training camp, depending where Brock is, like, you don't know, like, if he's going to be ready to go day one of training camp. I hope he is. If not, though, like, whenever he – like, it needs to be a little bit of a competition there. But, like, if you're starting tomorrow, like, it's hard to say you're going to bench Brock Purdy after what he did this whole season. And that's – and it's not – nothing against Trey. It's – Trey hasn't had a fair shot by any means, right? He played right. one game in 2021 against the Houston Texans, and he played at a high enough level for us to win the game. And he got one start against the Bears in a monsoon that wasn't even a football game. People forget that. Like, there was one quarter of light rain, and after that, you couldn't throw the football. And then the second game, he got hurt, right? So, like, he hasn't really gotten a fair shot, and, like, that's kind of what football is. Like, you just have to make the most of your opportunities. Stuff happens, injuries happen. But I know Trey, like, the type of person he is and the work that I've seen him put in, like, he's hungry, and he wants, like, all he wants to do is go out there and show why we drafted him at number 3.
Yeah.
Right? That's all he wants to do, and he has the ability to do that. So I'm like, we're all rooting for Trey. Like, we want Trey to come out there and get all these reps and to be a great quarterback. So it's going to be a fun competition.
It seemed like you and Purdy were on the same wavelength.
Mm-hmm. Iowa.
It's the corn. Is that what you're saying?
It's all about the sweet corn.
It's about the sweet corn?
It's not
corn?
Nebraska sweet corn. That stuff is terrible. I'm kidding. It's not terrible. It's just not as good. you know, we're just humble, gritty guys from the state of Iowa. And I know he's from Arizona, but he went to
Iowa. I was about to say, he's a local kid here.
Yeah, local schmokel. He's fine.
We went to Iowa State.
Yeah, I know. Now, like, nothing against him for going to Iowa State, but, you know, still an Iowa connection.
Yeah, why wasn't he a Hawkeye? What happened there? Do we know that? Did we look into this? Do we look it up?
Nothing against my Hawkeyes, but I don't know how we recruit quarterbacks. So that's just – I know we're really good at tight ends and D-line and linebackers.
Yeah.
Secondary. But I don't know. I'm not there,
ass.
Man.
You kick ass in those departments.
Thank you.
Yeah.
We just need C.J. Beathard needs to go back and just be quarterback at Iowa for the rest of his life. Most exciting Iowa football has been in a long time. He's incredible.
He'll just show up like, hey,
long hair,
young fellows.
Hey.
I am here. I am back here. And for year 15, what's up with that?
How y'all doing?
That's right. How y'all doing? Exactly. George Kittle here on the Rich Eisen Show. Okay, let's get to let's sell some product. What do we got here?
Is this your product that you want me to talk about,
yes,
Rich Eisen?
Yes,
the
that
Old
is
Spice
correct.
Swagger?
Yeah, what is that?
Oh, well, it's a scent, first off. Mm-hmm. Ooh, it smells that.
Okay.
It does smell nice.
All right, here we go. Oh, that is very nice.
The scent of cedarwood.
Actually, you know what? I feel like I've got more swagger right now.
You do.
Look at you. Okay, just by
it's
doing that.
It's not the nice watch. It's just your personality.
Thank you.
I know.
Appreciate that.
So I get a partner up as,
And we got an actual roll-on is dancing to
Rich.
Our left
wow.
right here.
Rich.
What yeah.
Is that not exactly how the Old Spice mascot should look?
I think so.
Yeah, right? Like, they knocked that out of the park.
I think so, with the glasses and the chain.
Like, that's exactly how he should look, a deodorant stick.
Would Aqib Talib come and rip that thing straight off?
He would, 100%.
My grandmother gave me
snatcher of chains.
He's like Randy Orton, watch out. RKO.
Out of nowhere.
Thank you. Sorry, Old Spice.
Yes.
Swagger. And deodorant sink. He's good at what he does.
The dancing deodorant did take me out of my game,
no,
too.
No, that's Kay Adams' boyfriend. Walked red carpet with her last night. Yeah, I know.
Oh, I didn't know that was Shant. Okay.
Oh, it's incredible. Okay. But Old Spice.
Oh, wow. Hey,
yeah. Oh, I'm just trying to stay current.
Oh, wow.
What's going on? What do you got here?
Old Spice Swagger. I got a partner with them. You got guys like Trey Lance, CeeDee Lamb, guys that have swagger.
Yes, sir.
And while I have my own swagger, I appreciate Old Spice for, you know, accepting it and promoting me just a little bit here because what I love about Old Spice is it gives you confidence, right? And why does it give you confidence, Rich? I'm going to ask you that, right?
Is there an answer?
We're good friends, right?
Yeah, I would say so,
if you had if I had something in my teeth, you would tell me I had something in my teeth,
percent.
Right? But if I smelled bad, it's more of a – it's kind of hard to tell someone that because there's not much you can do about
100%.
It. 100%. Right? So how about you just start your day with Old Spice? Give yourself the confidence that you're not going to smell at all.
Ever.
24 hours, 7 days a week. You might have to apply it more than once a week, just saying that.
Okay.
But use it. And you're going to be confident in your ability all day to smell fantastic. You don't have to worry about anything else because that smell will just take care of everything.
And that's the swagger.
It's the swagger.
That's the swagger comes from the confidence of not smelling.
Hey, it's like Brock Purdy. He's confident in his ability to play quarterback, and that's why he goes out there and succeeds.
Is this why he did it?
Yes, for sure. Brock Purdy endorses Old Spice Swagger.
Fantastic.
Thanks, Brock.
I love it. Old Spice Swagger. Right here on the Rich Eisen Show, George Kittle on the program. Who'd you meet last night? Did you meet anybody last night at the honors that you hadn't met before? Any Hall of Famers?
I sat next to Jimmy Johnson. That was pretty cool. Sitting next to a gold jacket. It's pretty sick.
Yeah, it is pretty sick.
Yeah, and then like right next to him was Dion. That was cool. Right behind him was Jerry Jones. And then Joe Namath was right there, too.
Okay. Do you take notice who's in a better seat than you?
All ever? I know is Brock Purdy sat two rows in front of Joe Namath. And I said, Brock, that's pretty good for you, my guy.
Wow.
It's pretty
did you
good.
You point that one out?
Oh, of course I did. I have to bust his balls. He's a rookie, man. You got to go out.
He still
guy.
Is a rookie.
Yeah, he's 14, man. Comes to flag. I'm 13, but he's 14.
When he would show up, you know, to games in his back with his backpack, it did look like he was going to home ec, you know, like fifth period history, you know, like it's what it looked like. He was totally on brand. It was totally on brand when he was walking in like that.
It was pretty good.
You know, I thought like he'd go 5 o'clock shadow, start looking, you know, do the John Randall eye black sort of look, you know, nothing.
Just get the Jimmy G chin line instantly. That's what happens if you become quarterback of the Niners. You get the Jimmy G chin line. It just happens. It's like poof.
I do have to tell you that there are times when I look at Jimmy Garoppolo and he's on camera and Susie, my wife, will just go, oh, like that. I'm like, oh, really? Is that what we're going to, like, I'm sitting here in the room, you know, like I'm here.
Hey, at one point, the Niners might have had the most handsome backfield in all of football. You had Jimmy Garoppolo.
Yes.
Kyle Juszczyk, Christian McCaffrey. Three handsome guys.
I got to be honest with you. I don't know if Juszczyk is, you put him in that category?
He's a handsome guy.
Really?
Oh, yeah. He's a handsome guy. Harvard guy, smart. You know, that makes up for half of it anyways. It is what it is. More than what Michigan would make up for.
Well, Harvard is the Michigan of the East, George. You know, it is the Michigan of the East.
Yeah.
I don't know if you're aware of that. There are T-shirts. I can send that one to you.
Please.
For this coming fall.
Do we play each other this year?
Don't we do it every year?
I don't know. I only played Michigan twice, I think.
That's it?
Yeah.
How'd you do?
1-1. Well, I didn't. Wait. No. I was 2-1 actually against Michigan.
Okay,
and the one we lost, I didn't even play, and I was redshirting. I was actually in the student section.
So you were a factor.
With a flask.
You're a factor. You're a factor.
It was negative 20 degrees. What do you want me to do? It was cold.
That is what I want you to do.
I was there.
You showed up.
I've had the old wine skin at Michigan Stadium back in my day.
Michigan does not play Iowa this year.
What's up with that? Well, except for the Big Ten Championship.
Hey, what else you want to bet on? And it's got nothing NFL, though.
No, it will be. You will wear Michigan as the...
In the Big Ten Championship game?
Harvard is the Michigan of the East.
Well, dude, I did get your Michigan players are at Iowa now. I got your tight end and your quarterback.
Is that right?
Yes, they both transfer portaled over there.
I didn't know that.
Incredible.
Okay.
It's super cool. And I've met that tight end before, Eric. Good player. He was actually at my house for tight end.
Eric All?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Good kid.
He was good. All right. Enjoy him. It'll be great.
I really, really hope they throw him the ball.
Okay. So I am thrilled that you are here.
Do I have
great
to leave?
Singing. Yeah, I mean, your deodorant is dragging you away. The dancing deodorant is gone. I don't know if you've noticed.
I don't want to be
rich.
You got
to go to your next spot. I like it. It is fun. I always enjoy
it. My dad did tell you hi, by the way.
I love doing your pod with your dad. I know he's chill. That's why you have the whole yoga, the mindfulness. Oh, speaking of, what do you think of the darkness retreat idea from Aaron Rodgers? What do you think? Because I know you are all about positivity and speaking things into the world and having that positive energy. And I know your dad, and you are very serious about that. What do you think about hanging out in the darkness for 4 days, George?
I don't think I'm there yet in my life. If I could do like a cabin retreat by myself, but like I need to be able to go outside and like just
in the light.
I could just sit outside and like it could be dark still, but like just let me be outside like by the trees and stuff.
Sure.
I would really appreciate that.
Mm-hmm.
Total darkness for 4 days seems like a lot. That's not my thing right now.
It does sound excessive.
I get it. Like, I understand. He's in an insane part of his career, right? Like, he doesn't have to play. He's got all the money in the world. He doesn't need to play. It's just does he still love the game enough to go through all this stuff? Because there is a lot of stuff that you would go through, especially at his level. Like, he's one of the best to ever do that position. He's fantastic, right?
Right.
All the people that want to talk to him, all the people that critique him, all the people that don't talk about Super Bowls, all MVPs, whatever it is. So he has to go through a lot. Like, or he could just go chill by himself with all of his money and do whatever he wanted to do for the rest of his life, start a family, find someone. Like, so I think he does. He needs that time to himself to really be like, how much do I still love this game of football? Because it does takes a toll out of you every single year. So I hope he plays again. I love watching Aaron Rodgers play.
Yeah.
But I'm not jealous of his darkness retreat, but right. If I ever do one,
yes,
we'll go cabin side by side
and
we'll yell at each other through the walls.
Yeah, I don't know if that is exactly the spirit of the venture.
I feel a lot of categories, so I just kind of bust into my own once
in a
while.
After one day, that should be enough. 4 days sounds, as you say.
Maybe, if he said like two, I'd be like, all right, sure. That's kind of psychopathic, but sure. Four, I'm like, you just don't like people, man.
That's what you got to just figure it all out. George Kittle, thank you for coming on here. here. I always love chatting with you.
Oh, Rich, you're the best.
You right back at you. That is George Kittle, the Pro Bowl tight end of the San Francisco 49ers, right here on the Rich Eisen Show. Stephon Diggs is about to join us, along with Steve Smith right after him. For the first time ever, stream the Super Bowl for free. Super Bowl 57 on Westwood One is this very Sunday. Catch all the action on the Odyssey app, on westwoodonesports.com, via Westwood One Station Streams, or by asking Alexa to open Westwood One Sports. That's how we're rolling right here on the Rich Eisen Show. George Kittle out, Stephon Diggs in.
Go
on
Hawks.
This Friday. Here you go. I like it.
For decades, Rolling Stone has set the bar for entertainment publications. Today, Rolling Stone Music Now takes over in podcast form.
SZA. You seem like a person with a pretty high level of anxiety, but you also seem fearless artistically.
I feel like ideas have more power than identity. Like, the excitement overrides insecurity. That is the only way that I'm ever able to accomplish anything.
Rolling Stone Music Now, wherever you listen.
So look who's here, courtesy of Downey. His name is Stephon Diggs of the Buffalo Bills, right here on the Rich Eisen Show on the Friday before the big game. And the Rich Eisen Show Radio Network has just rejoined us here at the Super Bowl site in Arizona, sitting at the Rich Eisen Show desk right now, furnished by Grainger. With supplies and solutions for every industry, Grainger is the right product for you. Call clickgrainger.com or just stop by. And look who has just stopped by. Why should the radio audience just return? Listen to who has just stopped by. His name is Stephon Diggs. He is him. Of the Buffalo Bills. What's up, him?
What's up, big guy? How you doing?
How are you?
I'm awesome. Thanks for having me on. I really appreciate it.
Now, where did him come from? Was that just natural? Did it just came out of you, or you've been thinking about something?
Well, I mean, it's kind of natural, you know?
Yeah.
I think it's more so a play on who are you? You ever seen that guy with the bowling? You know, you're like,
Oh, yeah. Who do you think you are?
That's probably the best video I've ever seen of any
Pete Weber in life.
Yeah. So, shout out to Pete Weber.
So that him is from Pete Weber?
Kind of like a playoff. To Pete Weber, like,
who do you think you are?
I am.
I'm him. That's what's up.
And I'm him.
Yeah,
so that's the
I'm
extra.
Him.
I love it.
Little twist.
I like the twist. So, what do you make of your season, man? What do you make of it?
Of course, like, I want to give you the storybook or the political that sounds great to say, like, yeah, we gave it everything we got. You know, we fell short and da 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 da, but it is disappointing. It is very off-putting. It's such a delicate season this year with everything that took place and, you know, the adversity we had to battle and you know, it felt like the world was pulling for us.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? And in a way, we kind of let them down, especially just how it didn't resolve and how we didn't see the whole thing through. Like, of course, we wanted it for ourselves, but I felt like in a moment throughout the season, everybody wanted it for us. You know, everything that happened and everything that they saw that our season was. So it damn sure was disappointing. Some good things to take from it. We are a good team. We've been a good team for the past couple of years. And just that moment to get over the hump, it's just like we're working at it.
So then I guess what wound up being missing, do you think?
I don't know. It's just like, I don't know. I feel like the first 9 weeks of our season, we had a clear identity. We had a recipe that was working, and we kind of got away from it towards the back end, trying to figure out. We kind of figured out ways to win, but we weren't necessarily winning with that same energy we had those first, like, 9 weeks.
Yes.
So, getting back to it, and we weren't as healthy. We had guys get banged up all throughout the year.
Vaughn was a huge blow,
you know what I'm saying? He was one of those guys we brought in to be that spark, and he was from day one when he walked in the building. So, it just seemed like everything that's almost bad that could happen kind of happened for us. So,
well, I mean, absolutely, no question about it.
And, yeah.
But it was great to see DeMar Hamlin here last night.
Yeah.
You know, what can you put into words what that was for you?
Yeah,
watching that on that night in Cincinnati and everything else.
I kind of feel like I'm coming from a different lens than everybody else, because the people that were there kind of saw him. Like, we kind of saw everything happen so up close and personal. And if you were watching the TV, you kind of only saw the emotions evoked from the players. Like, and it was really just a reaction of what we were seeing.
Yes.
So, for a moment, I guess the world kind of, like, stopped. And everybody was just like this. Well, you forgot all about football. You was, like, just trying to figure out what's going on that has everybody so heartbroken or so in a bad space. So, I felt like when you see him on TV yesterday, it's like a moment of like triumph, moment of rejoice. Like everybody won by seeing, you know, him positive, him well, him speaking, I know that's as good as I got for you.
Yeah, it was great to see. And I loved seeing all of the first responders who were on the field and then at the hospital and part of the teams.
Yeah.
Just seeing them last night at at NFL Honors, and there they are right there on
beautiful
the screen.
Beautiful people on our training staff. You want to give them more than a pat on the back. You want to give them more than a hug. You just want to give them really a moment of just appreciation of being professionals, because in sports we fall in the line of being professional, but it's entertainment, and you know what they do is life-saving, and you don't really see it in football as much, just because like the sport that we play, you know, guys get injured, but not to this extent.
Yes.
So to know that they were professional, they were ready to go, and they were prepared, it's like this. Damn, like every job is important, you know, and everybody plays a part. So shout out to our staff.
Stephon Diggs here on the Rich Eisen Show from the Buffalo Bills, courtesy of Downey. We'll get to that in a second. You have a prediction for Super Bowl 57?
So. Seeing that I played the Kansas City Chiefs consistently. I know the team. I know their offensively and Steve Mangione, like his brain and how it works. I'm pretty sure he's going to put together a plan. I love the Eagles defense. They play great defense. They got a good offense. They got, you know, receivers that go crazy. They got a running back that can run. They got a good offense as well, but it's going to try to slow down Patrick Mahomes, and that's always really, really tough to do.
Yes.
So I'm probably go with Kansas City.
You'll go with Kansas City.
Yeah.
Most everybody sitting in these chairs has been saying Eagles.
Yeah, because I like the Eagles. You know, everybody likes the Eagles, but I also feel like you know, they haven't played Patrick Mahomes. I've played Patrick Mahomes in that team. Not even just Patrick Mahomes, but they got some real pieces over there. And Frank Clark with the energy on defense.
Yes.
Chris Jones. Guys like that. It's just that little stuff that you don't really see. But those guys make more plays than anybody. And they got a young back end. To go out there and compete at a high level with a young back end says a lot about their defensive coordinator and the position that he put them in and how much that he trusts them. It feel like they grew up probably this year alone. You know, they went from rookies and stuff like that to guys that got to be out there playing at a high level.
And they also took a lot personally from the Bengals for somebody who does come up with, as you pointed out, him and have a very inventive way of
100%.
Of talking your game and then, of course, backing it up.
Yeah,
where did you rank Burrowhead from afar when you heard the Bengals call that spot Burrowhead? What are you thinking about when you heard that?
I like the Bengals because they're young and they're confident.
Yes.
They don't lack confidence. They got three receivers. They got a running back. They got the quarterback at the helm. Joe Cool is really Joe Cool.
Right.
And he gives you a reason to kind of be motivated from that position. And I see why they talk a little junk, because they're offensively driven team. They play good defense, but they're offensively driven team mostly. So,
but in terms of coming up with this stuff, were you just nodding your head?
I kind of just go with it. I was like this. Look, they're getting creative now. You know what I'm saying? I got to respect the creativity.
That's what I figured.
You know what I'm saying? I like creativity. You know, I'm all about swag, so I'm here for it.
But you won't call it Allen Head, though, right?
We don't get into all that.
You don't get into all that.
I try not to get into all the talking. I leave that for the young kids.
Well, we kids. Yeah, you know, like you're an old man. You're an old man. And so, you know, you also have made an impact here on this program, because last March, when all the free agent signings and trades and all were going down, and then everything went crazy, even like a week later.
I know.
The day that Tyreek Hill went from Kansas City, and that morning you wake up like, wait a minute, he's going to really want out? Okay, wait a minute, he's really getting out?
Yeah.
Oh, wait a minute. It's done? Like, he's going to Miami? You put up a tweet, you sent out a tweet, and we use it all the time.
The hell going on?
We wanted to know how, like, what was the inflection? That's it right there?
Right now it's just seeming like we're in a different space now. Like, as old school and traditional as football was, that's kind of like becoming more outdated. It's coming more like guys are kind of somewhat taking more control of their destiny and more control of their future. You see a guy like, I give one great example.
Sure.
Tyreek Hill for sure, but then Minkah Fitzpatrick. Was in Miami, was in a situation, I'm not saying he was in a bad situation, but was he in a good situation for him? Nah. Because you saw him go to
Pittsburgh
and become an all-pro safety in a drop of a hat, yeah, in a blink of an eye. So he always had the talent, he always had the ability, but more so the situation. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, I feel like the way things are going now, guys are somewhat taking more control of just their life and the things that are going on. Back in the day, you play with a team for 100 years and you get a pat on the back in the end, and it's like, all right, well, whether you were a good player, unsung hero, Hall of Famer, that was it. Nowadays, the kids are like, well, nah. I don't want to do that.
Nah. You know what I'm saying? Well, you kind of did that with Minnesota.
Yeah, 100%. I feel like I'm 100% agreeing, and I always have something to back it. Like, you got to have a thorough explanation as to why you don't want certain things or why. And it's not necessarily selfishly, because at the end of the day, this is a professional business. This is a business, because if I tell you firsthand, if you're not doing your job, they're going to find somebody that is. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? So if I am doing my job, or I kind of just want a different scenery, why not?
So that's what we refer to last March as the hell going on. The hell going on month. Is that what we refer
to? That's when your mom wakes up and the kitchen's still dirty or your room is a mess. Like, the hell's going on? A lot of surprises.
You gave voice to what a lot of people were thinking at the time. Like, the hell going on?
Rich, I've waited since March to hear him say
and
those
words. And now we've got
it. You have no idea how many times we play
just
that.
Just plug
show.
It. Just plug it now.
We are going to. Trust me. Certainly when next month is that crazy
again,
spicy I'm sure.
Again.
So what are you doing for Downey before I let you go?
Oh, well, I'm here on behalf of Downey.
Yes.
As I wanted you to sniff this shirt on behalf of the Downey Unstoppables. They keep you smelling good. It's like perfume for your clothes. And, you know, I'm clean. I like to look good, and I like to smell good. So,
of course.
Match made in heaven a little bit.
It is so, that. And the 12 weeks of freshness that's coming from the Downey brand, partnered with a mystery celebrity that's been teasing the campaign since December. And it's going to be paid off.
Yeah, right, amazing. And we have some people that already use it. So.
That's right. Brockman, right?
Every night.
All the way behind.
Fantastic.
Every night. Easy.
I do laundry a couple times.
And TJ, we all, for those listening on the radio during our Roku channel only segment, we all sniffed the shirt, and TJ took an extra sniff and creeped
inhale.
Out our guest to Fontaine.
Inhale.
You weren't.
I was a little concerned. Like, you're like the kid with the Sharpie, like, smiling.
At Stephon Diggs on Twitter and Instagram. You're one of my favorites.
Thanks for
coming on.
Anytime.
You got it. Stephon Diggs of the Buffalo Bills. Don't go anywhere. We're back with so many more guests still to come on this program. Steve Smith Sr.
of
the NFL Network is next.
That.
I've been telling you about NetSuite, folks, for quite some time, but this is the first time I'm able to tell you that you can defer payments of a full NetSuite implementation for 6 months. No payments and no interest for 6 months. A huge deal. NetSuite by Oracle has never made an offer like this in its 22 years as the leading cloud financial system. 33,000 companies have already upgraded to NetSuite. You can gain visibility and control over financials, inventory, HR, e-commerce, and more. Everything you need to reduce manual processes, boost efficiency, build forecasts, and increase productivity across every department. Whether your business generates millions or hundreds of millions of dollars, take advantage of this special financing offer of no payments or interest for 6 months at netsuite.com/richradio. That's netsuite.com/richradio. netsuite.com/richradio. Thrilled to have right here, settling into his Rich Eisen show seat right here on our program at Super Bowl 57, is a man who will be part of the 8.5 hour extravaganza of NFL game day morning on NFL Network, starting at 9 a.m. Eastern, 7 o'clock local here in Arizona. Good to see you, Steve Smith.
Hello. How are you? Excellent.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
This is Super Bowl 20 for me, covering it for NFL Network. The first Super Bowl we covered was you and the Carolina Panthers.
Yeah, we lost. I know you lost.
What a...
It was a great game. You know, I just put, for the second time, I put that ring on the other day.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
What for?
I don't know. I just never put it on before, so I was like, oh,
When was the last time you put your championship ring on?
When they gave it to us.
That's it, huh?
That's it, yeah.
You just decided. That was a hell of a team you were on.
It was.
You were on a great football team.
And it just changes the next year that quick.
It did, didn't it?
Yeah,
right?
It did. I broke my leg. I think, you know, Demo, he went on to do some other things. Musa Muhammad, he went on and had a Pro Bowl year. Then he went to Chicago. Peppers ends up signing. And it was a lot. It was Ricky Manning, went some other places. So it was a lot.
It was a lot.
Reggie Howard. I mean, just the names. Mark Fields. You know, a lot of things have Sam. You know, Sam obviously a couple of years later passed away. Sam Mills. It was a lot. It was a lot. Now that I think about it, hey, this feels like a therapy session.
Well. You want to lie down? I mean, we can get you. There is a couch we can move.
No, you know, with COVID now, is everything Zoom, so you know you're able to. You don't lie down.
That's
anymore.
True. That's true. Yeah. It's good not to see you in a rectangle, like actually here in person.
Yeah,
it is
it's
pretty
good.
Cool.
Yeah.
So, what was going through your mind for that Super Bowl? What was that, year two for you in the NFL? Year three. For
year
you
three.
In the NFL.
Yeah,
okay.
Year three.
So, what was that like for you at that stage? Of your
I don't
life?
Even know what I ate for breakfast 2 weeks ago. I have no idea what. 19 years?
It was
ago?
2004, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Calendar year, 2003 yeah. season.
So I have no idea.
You don't even remember Super Sunday is what you're saying.
Yeah, because it's, I'm also working on this right now, too, is, you know, if you think about football players, that's why short-term memory is one of those things you got to retrain.
Yes.
You get a playbook, you learn it,
mm-hmm.
then you get new plays every week, mm-hmm. you discard it. So it's information discarded, information discarded. So you train your mind to do that so much.
So your long-term memory's shot?
No, it's not shot. I just have retrained it.
Okay.
But I don't see a reason why to go back that far down my notebooks to figure it because it serves no benefit. It doesn't. Like it's not like it was a moment in my life where I'm going to go back and maybe on my you know, I'm laying in bed and I'm taking my last breath and I'm going, what was I thinking? No, it's just no.
Okay.
Sorry.
That's
I apologize.
You don't have to apologize to me for anything, Steve.
Okay.
You can't have to do that. So let's talk about the here and now. What do you think about this matchup between the Eagles and the Chiefs? Steve Smith, what do you think?
I love this matchup. You know, this matchup reminds me like the old Tyson, Holyfield,
So Lennox somebody's going to bite somebody's helmet off? Is
no,
what you're saying?
Okay. You know, just the whole heavyweight fights, okay. right? It's going to be a lot of haymakers.
Okay.
You don't really necessarily care who wins. You just want to see some great punches, some good plays, some good strategy, especially what we saw with the Philadelphia Eagles being able to take out Brock Purdy. Josh Johnson going down, it was a pretty tough game to watch.
Mm-hmm.
That I just want to see these two guys. And then Nick Sirianni, he's also from that Andy Reid tree. So he has some plays under his belt as well that he knows. They know each other. So I just want to see some good old-fashioned chess football versus sometimes, especially in the last couple of weeks of the last couple of weeks of the season. It was more like checkers, Uno, you know, old Mother Maid. It wasn't really great football, but I think once we hit the playoffs, man, it was glue. You were glued to the television.
The AFC Championship game was a terrific
game. It was, yes.
I enjoyed that AFC Championship game. Was a. I think that was a heavyweight fight that
yes,
we saw.
Absolutely.
And so I kind of think we're going to see a similar game.
See, I know.
On Sunday.
That's why it's exciting. It's going to be good.
Well, the sense that the Eagles have such incredible depth and talent.
Yes.
At the
look at you, analyzer.
What do you mean?
I was giving you a compliment.
I appreciate. Yes.
Don't get defensive.
I did get defensive there. I did.
You want to move?
Well, no. It seems
you
like
you want to switch. You want to counsel?
It's okay. It's okay. Because no, I mean, like I pay attention. You know,
you do.
I pay attention when folks like you talk. I listen.
Are you an active listener or wait to talk?
I'm an active listener. Oh yeah, I'm an active. Say what?
I was just.
Oh, you want these guys?
I wonder because it's great that you think you're an active listener. I want to know the people you work with. Do you believe he's an active listener on a consistent basis?
I played the fifth there, Steve.
Oh, that is yes. Are you doing this or me?
This right.
You know, Steve, he pulled me out the mud, bro, and I liked my job. So
yeah,
I'll say, yes, he's an active listener.
He's active, yeah.
Yeah.
100% Rich is an active
Thank
listener.
You.
He would not be in his position this long if he was.
Attaboy, Mike.
Hey, Mike, you got a little bit right there.
By the way, the potential worst listener that we have on this show just backed my play.
By the way,
that's the problem. And the guy's in charge of listening. Like, that's his literal job, is to hear and listen to make sure that what we are saying is heard well enough. Not accurate, but that it's heard.
He's right.
And he's the number of times where it's his job to actually add something to the moment. We produced it, and he'll just be on his phone or be just something. No, I'm working.
Yeah,
you know, like that's the guy that just backed my play. I'm so
cat
sorry.
Videos?
Steve. Don't listen to these guys.
No, Doug the Pug.
No, I'm listening to him.
Doug the Pug. I'm a Doug the Pug.
Doug the Pug.
What is that?
A big, big internet sensation dog.
By the way, all started
Hold on, hold on, hold on. You're one of those. You watch other people do other things. Like, so you'll watch a YouTube of other people opening gifts that receive?
No, no, no.
Is that you're one of those guys?
No. I just like dogs. I'm a dog guy.
Do you have a dog?
No.
you did exactly what I just said.
Steve is great. I love this guy. I mean, he's the best.
But he was listening.
No, he's waiting to talk. I was listening.
That's
what led me to ask him, because I'm pretty sure I thought he did not have a dog.
He don't. I am saying something important about Super Bowl 57, and I thought it was spot on, and you even said, you went higher register. You know what that means? That you don't really, you're surprised.
I am surprised.
You're so, wow, look at you analyzing.
You know why
I don't watch the game.
To know why I'm surprised, or are you going to keep assuming it for me?
Why are you surprised?
Because we have 9 million hours of it.
Yes, we do.
And sometimes we just kind of like, all right, I'm going to just say this one, because half of it nobody's going to pay attention to until Saturday or Sunday. That's
so I'm using up my good material now? That's a problem?
Right now, I refuse to talk about Travis Kelce until today and tomorrow.
Okay. I don't know what you're willing to talk about.
Because
right now.
I don't want to talk about him last week when there was no game.
Okay.
So I was like, why am I going to use up all my good material next week when no one's even watching? Except the poachers or the people that are going to pleasurize and not even give me credit. So now I'm going to use it.
Okay. I hear you.
Yeah. I'm going to use it on the other show. I'm not going to use it on your show. I'm not going to continue to give you great ratings.
Well, you can actually workshop it here.
I know. I'm just teasing.
You can workshop it here.
Yeah. I pass.
So at any rate, the defensive line of the Eagles is very deep.
Really?
Yeah, Steve. You want to know more? Would you like to know more?
How deep is it?
How deep is it?
It's so deep.
Pause.
It's so deep that Ndamukong Suh might be like the fifth, sixth guy on the whole chart.
And I heard by his own words that he just didn't go to – he didn't want to go to any old team.
Mm.
Where's my solo camera? Is that it
That's it right there.
After I heard that, okay.
What do you mean?
Come on now. I know a lot of people.
So this was his only team he could find? Is that what you're...
No, okay. He talked to some other teams.
Uh-huh. See, now, if I was just listening or trying to hear you, I would miss what you're also putting down with your facial expressions.
Yes.
Okay. Don't take the cheese.
He's in a Super Bowl dynamic player, but things work out for a reason.
They do.
Oh. Yes.
Okay.
Patience is good.
Certainly if there's no other options.
There were other options.
Okay. Well, is Carolina an option?
I grab information from probably about 15 or 20 good teams.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Is Carolina one of them? I'm not sure. My 15 or 20 NDAs with those teams, I cannot say.
Steve Smith, Sr. here on the Rich Eisen Show. So asking you to make a prediction now is...
I'm going to say I don't know right now.
So, but do you know? Like, do you know what you're going to say Sunday?
If you go on to Cut to It, featuring Steve Smith Sr., you can find out my prediction.
Oh, I saw that. When are you going to have...
You on?
Yeah.
Yeah, once off season's coming, I'm going to call up that favor.
Okay.
Yeah.
Is that before or after Matt Rhule comes on your pod?
He will never come on.
Is that right? Because I heard, by the way, I was listening to what you were saying about him.
I don't think he would accept the invitation.
Why?
I wouldn't.
Shoot.
And to get exposed like that?
I don't know.
Are you crazy?
You spilled some tea.
I don't spill tea. I shoot facts. I don't spill tea.
I wouldn't
if I was him. I would fillet him. It would not go well.
He could retort. He could refute.
Listen, he would have to be in studio. So when he refute,
You give him a little wink. You're like, you know what's up.
Listen, it just wouldn't work out. How about that? It's not him, it's me. How about that?
Very good. So who are you predicting to win Super Bowl 57?
You're going to cut to it and see. Did you not? He's not an active listener.
I'm an active listener. I also don't like the answers.
Go on Cut To It and you can find out. Go to Cut To It on YouTube.
Roll, okay.
And take it. Give me my credit. Run it on your show. It ain't nothing like that.
What are you doing on Sunday, though? You're not going to give your prediction on Sunday?
No, because I'm doing Most Interesting Jobs.
Okay. Which is on YouTube as well, right?
You see? How this is going?
There's
you fell into the trap.
Dots
you didn't even
connecting.
Know it. Yep,
we're connecting dots.
Hey, not everybody can have the Rich Eisen show.
That's
because my name's not Rich.
Now I heard that. I don't understand it.
You got to go on Steve Smith's show to see Steve Smith's stuff.
Very good.
And I'm using your show to promote
it. Yes, that's what my show is here to do.
That's why I love it.
Okay.
Just in case you weren't going to do it, I'd beat you to it.
By the way, we're two people who love each other who sound like we're arguing and we're saying the same thing.
That's how I know.
Yeah, but we also are highly, infatuated with ourselves as well.
That's there is an I in Rich and Eisen, sir. That's all I'm saying
and
there.
And Smith.
And one in Smith. And Senior.
I mean, in fact, I changed my legal name to Senior. Come on. How?
You love you some you.
Well, actually, too, is so my son, when he gets older, he can't steal my credit. Because my buddy's dad did that.
Okay.
And I learned, you know how long I worked to get this credit back up to where it used to be?
Can't happen.
I had poor credit, which is bad credit.
I'm glad that you've achieved what you were looking to achieve.
Yeah.
And
you see all the commercials about fixing your credit?
Yeah, FICO scores.
Yeah.
Steve Sis Sr., an NFL Network analyst. You can check him out. 8.5-hour edition of NFL Game Day Morning Sunday at 9 a.m. Eastern Time, 7 o'clock local. Our interview with Steve today has been sponsored by Monster.com. Monster.com can help you tackle the job search and make your next career move. It's time for the big game. Go to Monster.com and win the job hunt. Check out Cut To It for Steve Smith's musings on everything from the Super Bowl and who wins it and how much he loves and Mrs. Matt Rhule in Carolina. Thanks for coming on, Steve.
Oh, man.
You're the best.
Anytime.
I appreciate it. That's
Family
Steve
good?
Smith. We're good.
Good.
How about yours?
Excellent.
Fantastic. I like that answer since we're running out of time.
Cool.
Right here on the Rich Eisen Show, hour number one of the books, Kirk Cousins coming up. But we still have, about a minute and a half here on the Roku channel?
So your official prediction, Steve, is I don't know.
Yeah, what do we put you down
on
as? We put people down as
Cut To It. I know, has the answer.
I'm going to it right now.
Go to Cut To It.
Cut To It.
Well, listen to it, get that view, and then you'll get the answer.
The Super Bowl preview special?
You can read.
I can.
Yeah. By the way, he's a good reader.
Good reader.
Yeah. What was the last book you read?
I'm currently reading Robert Evans, The Kid Stays in the Picture.
Ooh. For me, I just finished T.D. Jakes' Soar. It's a pretty good one.
All right.
Wow. What's the last book you read, Mike?
The Pug Book, The Dog, yes, whatever.
Book. The Adventures, The Real Life Adventures of Doug the Pug.
No, I'm kidding.
Is that a real book?
It is not.
I'm kidding. I just made that up.
He doesn't read. Seriously, what was the last book you read? I'm currently reading
Al Michaels' book was the last book I read.
Oh, my God. He came on the show to promote it 4 years ago.
You did not read that book.
Yeah.
Who wrote the foreword then?
I don't remember that. Steve.
Thank you.
Chiefs X-Factors. I'm scrolling this Cut To It video.
I'm currently reading the Jeff Roman's
Bo Jackson
book. You're
looking at X-Factor, Zay Flowers?
Yeah.
You like that, didn't you?
Chiefs X-Factor. I like it.
Yeah.
I'm looking for your prediction so I can tell
everyone. Go to Super Bowl. You're on the shorts. Go to the actual.
No, I'm on the full episode.
Whoa. We have it broken down in chapters too.
Yeah, that's what I'm looking. It just got posted an hour ago.
I like the Jays today.
Thanks, Steve.
Thank you for joining the Steve Smith Show here on the Roku channel. I'm Rich Eisen signing off for Steve. Kirk Cousins coming up. Don't go anywhere.
There we go.